Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so like before we get started, have you heard of OfferUp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever done OfferUp?
No.
Okay, so like my brother is helping me right now because I need to sell a bunch of furniture because I'm, you know, moving in.
Hey, yo.
And he has an OfferUp. So he was like, yeah, I'll totally help you, you know, since I'm going to be a dad.
Wait,
they're pregnant.
Oh my God, did she tell you this weekend?
No, I've known for a little bit now.
What the hell?
Okay, so
I just thought I was part of the family, but like, guess not.
No, so actually, they really, because they love our podcast so much, they wanted me to tell you on the podcast, and I'm actually filming you.
I went such a selfish route. I made this all about me.
You guys, oh my God.
I'm gonna be an aunt. We said at the same time.
Just to clarify, Taryn's the real aunt.
Yeah.
I'm just inserting myself into this family aunt.
No matter what they say. Anyways, yay!
Yay!
So it's officially December.
December.
December. Which means it's Christmas season.
It's the best season.
I mean, Christmas season is one of the seasons that is like year-round in my heart.
Okay.
I'm one of those people that like if Justin Bieber Christmas like comes on shuffle, there's like a 1 in 5 chance I might let it play at least halfway through.
Oh, we're very different on that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But anyways, I figured I could start with a fun Christmas fact.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So, 2 weeks before Christmas is Christmas.
Oh, no.
I messed it up.
I feel like this is the start of like, this represents how this the episode the might go.
This is how, yeah, it's fine. We're going to go with it. 2 weeks before Christmas is one of the two most popular times for couples to break up.
That makes sense to me, actually.
I think it's very cruel.
I think it's cruel for it to happen to you, but I think that makes sense because Christmas time is like, well, if you're dating and if you've been dating, then you might expect to be invited to go visit the family or like some kind of family dinner or something like that. And if you're not into it, who would want to sit through that?
And also you're like, I don't want to like go through Christmas and be in all the pictures if I'm not going to.
Yeah. It's like going to like their sister's wedding or something like that. It's like, ooh, should I do that? Yeah. I should really think about this first.
Yeah. I'm in my ex's brother's all the wedding bio photos. But can't, you know what that means?
What?
We're about to have a wave of single people.
Oh my, we're about to get so many emails about post-breakup advice.
I don't care about the emails. I care about
the single men.
The single men who need me to come fix all their problems.
This is every two's dream. It's just like, ugh, let me fix you.
You're brokenhearted. Oh my God, I got you.
Come here.
So thank you, Santa.
My God.
Well, hello, party people.
Excuse me while I chug my energy drink.
Yeah, we are doing a twofer today.
Yes.
This is the beginning. If you're curious how it'll end, tune in next week.
It's a part one and two,
yeah,
is what it is. I'm currently like, I've noticed the other day I was listening to one of our episodes in like research mode for like, you know, what I could work on and stuff like that. And I couldn't help but notice that I still feel like my voice goes in and out because I'm not close enough to the mic. So yeah. I wish I could, maybe I should proof it right now for you guys. I am pulled up.
Yeah.
So
you're
close to the table.
Super proper.
The microphone is right in front of me. I can't get away from it. In an effort, I'm going to take it right now.
She's taking a selfie. Be just right took back.
It. In an effort to keep my voice steady. You know what
yeah.
I mean? You know what I mean? It's not even like intentional. I would just like laugh and I would like throw yeah. myself back and laugh. And it didn't sound good. I didn't like how it sounded. So I'm fixing it today.
I wonder if I'm amazing at it because
I am.
Well, I wonder if it's because, like, as a singer, you get really used to, like, where the mic is. Mm. So, like, naturally, if I know I'm going to say something really loud, like, I'll kind of scoot back. And if I'm going to be quiet, I scoot forward.
Yeah.
Because, like, with singing, you kind of, like, control, you know, with
yeah,
the mic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I wonder if, like, that's it.
Probably.
Like, I'm kind of used to it.
Most people in general, like, microphones scare them. So...
You back away.
It makes sense that I would back away.
Yeah. I think you do an amazing job. Like when I listen back, I don't notice it.
I said it so confident. No, I know.
I know.
I know. I just felt like that was something I could work on. But today, I can't. It's not going to happen because
all up in your ear
right
holes.
Here. I am right here.
She is. She is.
Anyways, guys, hello. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
This is Ashley. That is Taryn.
Yep.
And we are Unsolicited so nice. Advice. If you guys don't know, if you're new, first of all, it's not a requirement, but you might want to go start at the first episode just to get to know us better.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not a requirement. So if you're really feeling this, stick around.
Yeah. I feel like you could definitely listen out of order.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're pretty much the same always. There's no personal growth that has happened from
nothing
the beginning
crazy
to
has
now.
Happened. It's not like a TV show.
We were single then. We're single now.
Basically, people send in stories/questions that they want advice on, and we advise them. If you guys have stories or questions that you'd like to share and get advice on as well, then you can just email us
yeah.
at our email. What is it, Taryn?
AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com.
We're getting so good at this, guys. At
the
beginning, it was really rough. I know.
Yeah.
You kind of called me out on always calling you out for it, so I stopped.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But I thought I'd bring it back. Just, you know, pop quiz.
But I feel like it's cool because now we don't have to, like, gas ourselves up and be like, guys, we give good advice. Like, everybody says we do.
It feels like it's obvious now.
And it's still, knock on... You know, whatever's around.
She just knocked on her head.
I didn't know if I would, because Mark, you know, I'm trying not to bang on the table, Mark.
Mark
feel like everyone we've given advice to also has like responded being like, thank you so much. It helps so much.
Oh my God. This literally goes in so well with what I was going to talk about. I was going to say it later, but I feel like I should just say it now. We got an update.
Look at our chemistry right
now. Yeah. It was like same page.
I know.
It was so great. We got an update. This is a story I read a while ago. So I'll just read it off for you guys. This is from Bex. If you remember his name.
Oh, yeah.
He did the My Big Fat Gay Love Triangle email.
Oh, my gosh.
Email.
Shut up. That was a while ago.
It was a long time ago. And it's interesting because I'm trying to remember specifically. I should have looked this up. That's my fault.
Let me try.
But I'm pretty
his story?
Sure. Yeah. No. I'm pretty sure he sent us an update in our updates episode.
Oh, did he?
But nothing
I don't
had
remember.
Updated yet.
I feel like he was in the wave that we didn't do yet.
Maybe he was. I could be getting this wrong, but yeah. Let's see. Taryn, do you remember his story?
Okay. He was the one, he was with a guy who was like amazing. No. He was with a guy and there were some red flags that we were not necessarily fans of. Mm-hmm. And then he also had this best friend that he always was like, no, like we're just friends. But he was starting to see like the way he treated him and was so dreamy. We were like all right. About the best friend.
We were
Wasn't
super
it like Eddie
friend.
Or something? Team Eddie?
You're doing great. You're doing
Am I right?
so good. Yeah. I'm just going to read it off. Taryn just did the perfect like summary of the last email. He starts off, hey, ladies.
Hi.
Hey. I know how much y'all love updates, so I wanted to give you one. After months and months of still sitting in limbo, remember he kept saying that relationship was limbo?
Yeah.
And so many tears, Mo and I finally made the split. He was so hurt and so mad and is still going through so much to have to learn about himself. And it makes my heart sad for him. But I needed to think about myself for a while and what would make me happy. You both said so many things that just cut me to my core. Oh, hopefully in like a good way.
Yeah. I'm all oops.
Because I know they were true. Okay, good.
Okay, good.
That confirms that. Right. You were right. The red flags were not little things. I just didn't want to see them until now. Fast forward. Team Eddie is in full swing.
Yes!
He was there during the split as a friend and was so kind and so respectful. We are now officially dating.
Oh my
and
God.
I couldn't be happier. He goes out of his way to make sure that I know how loved I am. He gives me all the butterflies every day. We've talked about major commitments because obviously this relationship isn't starting at the very bottom. We skipped a few steps, but we've come to the agreement that it's always been him and it's always been me. But guess who's got a formal invitation to his grandma's Thanksgiving?
Oh, we were just talking about that too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. It's me. So I would say things are going very well. Thank you both so much. I started with y'all the first week and it gives me so much joy every time I turn it on. Love you both. XOXO Bex. Isn't that cute?
My gosh.
That was just like the cutest fairy tale ending.
I
it
love,
made me
love.
Very, very, very happy.
We better be invited to your wedding.
I'm
like,
just,
no
you know,
pressure,
you
but
know,
imagine
you know?
Us being there. We're like, I would get up there and be like,
clink, clink, take clink. Full responsibility for bringing these two together.
Hi, everybody. I'm Taryn. And without us, you would not be here.
We're like, Eddie. Eddie.
We had your back, Eddie.
Eddie. We fully believed in you, Eddie.
That. And I love how we said, like, and that's the whole thing. And we've had this conversation so many times. I just had this conversation with one of my friends where I'm always like, you have to talk to people about even the things that like you're slightly like, I don't think it's a big deal, because sometimes it takes like an outside view and someone to be like, hey, like, that's a flag.
Hey,
and how he was saying, like, you guys were like, there's all these red flags. And it wasn't until we like spoke it out that he was like, you're right. Like, that's not a small deal, like that's a big deal.
Yeah,
so.
And one of the things I feel like me and Taryn constantly mention is like, whether it's a relationship or like a career jump or something like that, you need to talk to people to keep you accountable.
Yeah.
Two things, like if you commit to doing something in your job or stepping up the bar, like if you tell someone about it, then it makes you have to do it, because then they're going to ask.
It makes it real, yeah.
When are you going to do it? And if you're telling someone about your relationship along the way and red flags start showing up, you can't hide it because they heard it too. And they're going to be like, ooh. That's a red flag.
Wait a second. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's
I'm glad that you're
so
I'm glad
exciting.
It worked out. My God, I love Eddie. If and when you ever email us again, if you wanted to send in a picture of the two of you.
Oh, yeah, I would love to see
you
that.
You know, or just DM us on Instagram. We have Instagram. You know, we're social savvy. So you could send us a picture there as well.
Oh.
We don't have to post it if you don't want us to, but we would just love
see
to
them.
See your guys' faces.
Yeah, I want to see them.
Yeah, we feel very invested, obviously.
Oh, obviously. I'm like, oh, yeah, Eddie and blah, blah,
Eddie.
Blah. That's so cool.
It's adorable.
We obviously love you guys. And speaking of you guys, should we read off some like DMs and things?
Oh, my
we
gosh.
Have?
Yes, please.
Okay. I have one from Katie. I don't know how to say her last name, but this is from Twitter, actually.
Okay.
And she said, Unsolicited Pod, remember guys, it's our Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm.
Unsolicited PAWD, because we're hood.
Like Paul.
She said, out of curiosity, do you answer all of the emails aside from the ones that make it into the podcast?
Ooh.
And I thought that was like a really cool question.
Yeah. We've never talked about that.
We haven't talked about that. To be completely transparent and honest, no. There have been a couple, I don't know about you, but there's been a couple where I've like replied something. But to be honest, it's actually like really tough to even like read them, let alone respond to them.
Yeah.
I think it's something we've kind of talked about. We would love, because, you know, you guys are so hungry for our advice 24/7. We've talked about even like maybe like starting on Twitter or really starting to work on our Facebook thing where we can like have you guys shoot in questions or things and we can like kind of give quick responses. And I think if we started to develop like a system and we're able to respond to emails, it's something that we're definitely interested in. But as of now, it hasn't been something that we've done necessarily.
We're not anymore. We're definitely not a new podcast anymore, but we're still newer. So, I don't think we have really thought about exactly how we want to implement like answering a bunch of other things as well. I know that we do have plans to do that like in the future. Maybe I think starting next year, we might change it up a little bit, try some new things. But as of right now, as far as strictly the emails, it's gotten too big.
Yeah.
Well, it's out of our hands.
We originally were like, let's respond to every email.
Yeah, that was the plan.
And then, like the next week, all of a sudden it would be like, holy crap, there's like hundreds.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to like get a handle on it. Like there's so many that unfortunately we haven't even read.
Right.
So
please know, it's not personal in any way.
No,
it's just physically impossible for us to respond to all of them. However, yes, there are a few that I've emailed back with some things that I felt like they did need a response, but it wasn't something I could do on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then there were others that we just can't get to.
Yeah.
Like it's just not, it won't work out, but.
Trying.
I love that question though, because we haven't talked about that at all.
But it makes me, I don't know about you, it makes me feel I'm not saying like we're famous or anything, but it makes me feel better because there's been times where I've like sent in stuff and like not gotten a response. And I'm like, oh, they just like ignored my thing. But I'm like, they probably maybe never even saw it.
Yeah,
and it kind of makes me feel better.
They probably
like,
never saw it at all.
It makes me feel less like.
It's not like they were like, oh, honey. No. That's not the case.
I mean, which they could have. Who knows?
I have one from Instagram and this one is crazy. You guys might have remembered the story I did, it was before the October series, about a girl who went on a first date with a guy who cooked for her. And he did the weird...
No, it wasn't a first date. It was like a few dates in. Remember, that's why we were like, oh, it makes sense why she went to his apartment.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys remember that one?
Yes.
It was a little intense and kind of gross. But little Manda Bear on Instagram DM'd us and said she had a story for us as well. She goes, you guys, I just listened to your episode, The Worst Date I Ever Went On, and oh my God, have I got a story for you.
Oh God.
So, ... I have a friend of a friend who lives in Toronto. This didn't happen to her, but to her friend. I know it's complicated, but this part isn't important. Basically, it happened to a girl who lives in Toronto. So, this girl went on a date with this guy. He asked her if he could make dinner for her. They have a great time, and she heads home. Later that night, she starts to feel really sick, and it gets worse and worse to the point where she ends up in the ER. She was so sick, she couldn't keep anything down, so they run a bunch of tests to find out later. The doctor has to come in, and when he walks in, the police come in with him.
She got slipped something.
And they tell her that her test came back positive for, can you guess what?
No, I don't want to.
You'll never guess it. So I'm just going to say it. Cannibalism.
What do you mean?
He put something in her food that was some kind of people.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What do
you mean? She doesn't go into detail. She literally doesn't go into detail.
What do you mean?
Except that it comes back for cannibalism, which means that he must have put something in.
What do you mean?
I just keep thinking of like, it wasn't, was it Sweeney Todd where they made the meat pies?
What do you mean?
That's the picture that I have in my head. I get that that's extreme, but yeah. Guys.
What do you mean?
Taryn's in shock. I think the moral of this story, first of all, I really appreciate you sending this in because
I don't.
That's terrifying. I think the moral of this specific these stories
is to stay single.
Stay single
forever.
That's literally what I was gonna say.
You know what? I'm pissed.
Do not let him cook for you.
I am not okay still from that first one. Mm-hmm. I'm not even joking. I just hung out with a friend this week and she was like, are you dating anyone? And I was like, no, because I'm scared of everyone.
No,
and I told her that story.
They might put a toe in my soup or something.
You know what?
However he did that.
Ashley, I'm going to politely ask you to stop sharing these stories
to
me.
I have to share them. They get me. I'm like, oh, that's disgusting.
Well, okay, can you at least save them to the end so I can be like tongue-tied at the end? Because now I don't want to talk.
I like watching you get like flustered. It's funny.
Okay, but save it at the end where I can just go home and cry. I don't want to talk anymore.
Calm down. You're fine. Yeah, that's
God.
That's a crazy story, and I think this is just a good reminder that we need to be more careful about who we allow in our lives. And you know what? First date, second date, third date, fifth date, it might not be enough. Don't let them cook for you. That's scary.
I'm glad to know that like our bodies would reject that.
Oh, absolutely.
I would so much rather that than be like, yeah. Well,
we're not going to talk about it. But like, unless you like got your body used to it, it makes sense that it would just be like, you know.
I need to move on. Can I move on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. This is from Twitter. I'm upset. Maya cute girl. I think that's how you say it.
Cute girl.
She said, unsolicited pod. I was listening to today's episode and it was so good. There may have only been 5 people at your Comic Con show, but I would have totally came if I lived in California, and many others who would have gone but couldn't go. We love you so much and support you all the way. I thought that was so cute.
That's adorable. Thanks, guys.
We do feel supported and loved.
Okay, so this one came from a story that we posted today. It said, who else thinks like Taryn? And it had like a poll.
Well, I feel like we should explain in case someone's like, what are you talking about?
I feel like if they've been listening,
but
they know your character.
But we have to there's new people.
Okay, Taryn's a little crazy sometimes.
I basically think that everyone's a murderer. So we posted a clip today of me being, Ashley was telling a story and she said something about this guy had animal cages in his trunk. And I was like, basically, he's killed someone. And so we were like, who else thinks like me? Because do you also think everyone's a murderer? Or we said like, nah, she's weird. Or
yes.
Yeah.
Correct. This person responded, is it weird that I feel a sense of home or hominess when I listen to y'all's podcast? I don't think she's weird, mostly because I feel like that's my normal around my friends too. So I think she's just trying to say that you're normal, Taryn. And
thanks.
Don't freak out about
Except
it.
Except I don't feel offended when people say I'm weird because like I've accepted that about myself.
Oh, good for you.
It's funny. I actually screenshotted another response to that story. I had it already up, so it's funny. Same page.
Oh, interesting.
This is from Mrs. Marchuk, and she was like, I'm so upset that my finger hit the weird button. I've done that before too, and you can't take it back.
Yeah, no, I've done that multiple times.
Voted on polls like that were mean, like, oh, does my hair suck? And I meant to put no, and I did the other one,
and
I was like,
you have
I'm
to
so
DM
sorry.
Them and just be like, oh,
yeah,
I'm
but
sorry.
She was like, Taryn is my spirit animal, and I adore her.
Oh, that's cute.
I adore you too.
Yeah. If you guys follow us on our or if you don't follow us on our socials, you totally should. We have the Facebook page, we have the Instagram, we've got the Twitter, all those things. We even have
the
a YouTube
Twitter.
Page, the Twitter. The YouTube.
YouTube.
We have all of it. So go ahead, definitely do that. DM us there. We also post a lot of fun stuff. So
yeah, we do.
You should definitely do that.
We totally do.
I have a shorty I wanted to share. Here we go. This one is titled In Sync with Ashley, spelled like the band In Sync, just to clarify. It goes, hey girls, how is it that Ashley and I are so connected? I was listening to your most recent episode on my way to work and playing along during your game section. I was literally laughing out loud, then just completely shocked at how all of the words Taryn said, Ashley and I said the same ones at the same time for 8 of them, which is completely in sync.
Cute.
That's adorable.
That's cute.
You guys, I don't know if you guys know what we were doing, but she did this game where she like said a word and I had to respond with a word. And,
yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, basically me and this girl had the exact same answers.
Cute. Soup's cute.
Hit us with your tearing it up.
Okay, this is from, I always don't know, because you can say Andrea, Andrea, or Andrea.
I know a girl who, I'm not kidding, all three. Different people called her different.
Yeah.
It was weird. I was like, so you're fancy with one person and you're like chill with another person?
Well, it's probably like me when people are like Taryn, Tarine. Like, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you probably just like, yeah. Anywho. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. My name is, I'm going to go with Andrea. I'm from Guatemala. I love your podcast. I don't really know if you're going to read this, but here's my story. This wasn't technically a tearing it up, but I decided to use it as one.
Okay.
Okay, so she said, back in 2014, I was 16, and I had my first boyfriend. Let's call him Chase. My parents disapproved of me having a boyfriend at 16, but I always found a way to hide my relationship with Chase and get my mom to believe I was going to the movies with friends when I was actually with him. And she put, sorry, Mom. In order to keep our relationship a secret, we had to go to the farthest places because living in Guatemala, you're almost sure to run into someone that knows you, or in my case, that knew my parents. That being said, the farther the places were, the less options of entertainment were available. Somehow we ran into a circus out of the city with tickets on sale for the show that was about to start. Chase had told me in one of our random conversations he had never been to a circus, so he was super excited about it. He paid for the tickets, and surprisingly, our seats were in the first row. Please have in mind that we knew nothing about the circus by that time. The show starts and we realize that the circus included animals in its show. And she said, now I don't approve of this kind of thing where animals are in captivity. But back then, sadly, it didn't bother me. Apparently, the circus was famous because of its tiger show. For this show in particular, they installed a cage all around the arena for security reasons. Once it started, the tigers were all around the arena. One in particular was walking very close to the cage, almost rubbing his or her, not sure what it was, body in our faces because we were in the front row. Right before the tiger gets to where we're at, Chase took his cell phone out to take pictures, and right when the tiger was in front of us, it raised its tail and sprayed pee all over Chase. And then, so gross. I was like, what does that mean, sprayed pee? So she sent a video of a tiger peeing, and I want to show you. Are you ready? What do you mean,
Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, why. Okay, show me.
Just because you can react to it if you would like.
No, I'm trying to figure out why it would be. Oh, what's it gonna do? Oh! Was that pee?
Yeah, dude.
That's pee?
It's weird, right?
It came out of its butthole. How does it?
I don't.
It literally looked like it. Maybe it didn't pee.
Do you want to describe what you saw for everyone?
It was, it looked like a spray.
Yeah, it looked like a water
bottle. You know, you have one of those like water bottles for plants or like a little handheld water bottle spray thing for your hair. Like, it looked like that.
Yeah.
Like a Windex spray. Like,
but like, yeah, like in this specific video, which we'll post a link to, like the tiger like is against the wall and its tail kind of goes up and it like, it literally just sprays like straight out. So now that you've seen that like, imagine that face, towards you.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was like all over him.
Uh-uh.
So it was sprayed all over, specifically Chase, and he stunk all night. We used to see each other only once a month, so every time we got together, we made it count. But him being covered in pee and trying to kiss me was a no-no in my head.
Yeah, no kidding.
I didn't know how to tell him in a nice way. I just couldn't say no. Yeah. Because I didn't know the next time I'd see him. So I kissed him and pretended nothing happened. He washed his face first, of course.
He washed your lips, too. That's disgusting.
Isn't that crazy, though?
He cannot take that personally if you did not want to kiss him.
No. But I get if you're like, I'm not going to. It's like Phoebe and Friends when she had chicken pox and her submarine lover. Remember?
Absolutely not. Chicken pox, tiger pee, doesn't matter what it is.
Basically, it shows the difference between me and Ashley.
Yeah. Twos and nines.
Twos and nines right there. I'm like, I could do it.
You're like, hell no.
Anywho, we are going to take a break and then we will come back with our first story, which is me?
Which is you.
Okay. Mine is called Oh, it's just titled advice. So you have zero clues.
You have no clues. Absolutely none.
We will talk to you shortly.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back from the break.
Hello.
We're going to just jump into mine. I am actually excited about this one.
Me too.
I would like to preface this.
I don't know why I'm just excited.
I really would love if our podcast could just be this like open-minded, free atmosphere.
Absolutely.
I feel like our world is so full of people who are like, so on the verge of getting offended 24/7. So you say like the slightest thing and automatically everyone's looking to be offended.
Yeah.
Especially with just like all the different movements and all the stuff. And honestly, like a lot of them have really good things to say. But I think like everyone's message gets hidden behind just like people not being willing to like hear what someone has to say and to understand maybe where they're coming from.
And to not take it personally. I swear I could sneeze and I could offend someone and her mother. And her grandmother.
Oh, totally.
And I'm just like,
because
it was
you held your hand at a certain angle, which in this culture, you know what I mean? It's just, I think we all need to like take just a chill pill.
It's not that important.
It's not that important. Everyone's so angry all the time. So I just want to preface that because in this story, people could start doing rants about different things. And so I would like us to just listen to this specific person's story.
Yeah.
And we'll just have a discussion about
it. That's a great preface. Preface? So, preface?
You have been told.
Which one are you?
It's honestly, you're going to laugh because it's like not even a big deal. But I just, people just are nuts. So I just want to like put us all in a good,
open-minded
space.
Okay. Good call.
So this is from, it's so cute. At the end, he signed anonymous, if possible. And then he said, if not, here's my name. But
aww.
I'm like, oh, like we wouldn't
force you.
We would never. And I wrote anonymous at the top, which this is episode like 37-ish. And I feel like this is like one of the first times I've done this. So yay for progression. Okay. He writes, which by the way,
hey, 5% male listeners.
What up?
Hello.
Okay. He says, hi, I love your podcast. Just thought I'd say that right away, but I would also love to hear your advice on my situation. Here it is. My girlfriend and I have been dating for about 2 years now, which is, that's a good amount of time.
Good chunk. I feel like especially lately.
Yeah. You know,
two's, it's at least the people that I know, I feel like two's solid.
Hopefully, you know, we got to help him so he's not part of the statistic.
Oh, true. Yeah.
We got you.
We got this.
Anonymous. Everything had been going great until about a month ago. We had been taking a Taekwondo class since earlier in the year. We did it to keep in shape and for a fun activity that we could share in, which I love that.
Yeah. No, it's super fun.
I think more couples need to like get into like activities together.
I'll keep it really short, but there was a weightlifting class I used to take back in college, and there was this husband and wife that took it together.
Cute.
And it was twice a week, so it was like Tuesdays and Thursdays they would do the weightlifting class, and then when she got pregnant she continued to come until like it was too much for her. But even when she was super pregnant, she just wouldn't do weights. Yeah. She would just do her hands or like 1 pound weights.
Yeah.
And it was the cutest thing because he was like, they always did it together and it was just part of their routine.
No, I love that.
And like you could tell when they were in fights and when they weren't, but they still did it. It was a commitment and it was so cute. I loved it.
No, I think it's cool. And like, obviously I think it's important to still have like your own activities you do too.
Of course. Yeah.
But I think like finding something that you both love, I think
Yeah.
Anywho, so he says, up till a month ago, we had never sparred against each other in class. But that day, after kind of talking smack, which is like my love language, like I talk so much smack and I need someone who can like feed it back or can like very calmly be like, you're being mean.
Yeah.
You're being a brat. Talking smack to each other about who was better at Taekwondo, we decided to face off. Which I was like scared right when I heard this. I was like, oh no. To make the story short, the match ended quickly with a KO. Only it was me who got knocked out cold on the mat.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
I totally thought he accidentally knocked her out. Yeah.
Which would be like a whole other set of advice we'd have to get.
Right.
And I mean out cold. Not that I knew that, but by all eyewitness accounts, I was snoring with my eyes wide open. They referred to it as getting boarded, meaning my body from head to toe was as stiff as a board. I guess I was unconscious before I hit the floor. I did get checked out and suffered a concussion, plus my jaw was sore from where my girlfriend's foot nailed me.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I know.
She's a superhero.
I know.
This is insane.
But let's wait to hear
he's feeling. Sorry.
It was a reverse sidekick that did me in, again, from eyewitness accounts. So now I quit Taekwondo. I'll admit that it is from sheer embarrassment. Thing is, my girlfriend is still doing it. Am I being selfish for hoping that she would have stopped? I'm so confused. Added to all of this, since the knockout incident, last week we rented some street scooters and I wiped out and broke my ankle. Not bad enough. Yesterday, with being in a hard cast and on crutches, I tripped down the stairs of her apartment and sprained my wrist. Yes, I'm typing this one-handed.
Oh,
now
honey.
I feel uber vulnerable and mega helpless. I even wonder, am I jinxed or what? Are these signs that our relationship is doomed? So I hope you can answer my questions with knowledge and humor, which I was like, that's what we do best. So
I'm the knowledge. Of course. The humor.
Yeah. Hey, I'm smart too.
I'm kidding.
You're funny too.
Thanks.
I'll just leave you with this sentiment. Help. Sincerely, anonymous if possible.
Oh, anonymous.
Dude, okay.
Wow. First of all, your girlfriend's a badass.
Okay, yes. But I don't want to.
A reverse sidekick?
I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
Right now. Because I feel like we need to be, like, he's obviously feeling embarrassed and feeling insecure about it.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those hard things where I feel like there's this like double standard, right? It's like men should be the protectors. They should be this. But then you have like people who are really feminist that are like, women should do all the same things. And like, and if he were to say like, oh, I feel embarrassed that she knocked me out, it would be like, well, why? Like, women can do whatever men can do. And like, there's all of these like views that everyone has, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, and I think what we have to remember is like, a lot of the movements that are happening now that are amazing and I think are great, because I think women are powerful and like we should get more credit. And I think that eventually I hope that he does see this situation the way like you've been saying, like that's amazing that she was able to do that and she's tough and he can find pride in that.
Yeah.
I think also we have to remember that like not that long ago, like it would be seen as weird if like a guy got knocked out by a girl, you know? And so I think like we have to be careful, because sometimes it's like, I'm sure that's why he's writing in, because he feels dumb that he feels dumb. And I'm sure other people and maybe even his girlfriend is like, why can't I knock you out? Like, why is that a bad thing? You know?
Yeah.
And I know being raised with like brothers, like that would be a hard thing for a guy to like, to feel like in that moment, you feel like your masculinity just goes like out the door, you know, like my girlfriend just ran house, kicked me and knocked me out. So like, I just want to say, Anonymous, that like we say in every single story that we get, like your feelings are valid no matter what they are. And yeah. I think that it's really big of you that you're writing in and you're trying to process this in a way that's like, I don't want to like feel these certain things, but I also like am feeling it. So like, let me talk it through. Like, I think that in itself is like a really cool thing.
No, 100%. Feelings are real. You're feeling them, obviously. So you definitely don't want to stuff it, because that's just going to lead to problems like later on. This is something I feel like you should definitely talk to your girlfriend about, because if you don't, I feel like you could possibly, if you don't deal with it, I feel like you could possibly unintentionally begin resenting her.
Oh, yeah. It'll come out in other ways.
Pretty quickly, too. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely, once you get it like sorted in your head, I would definitely sit down and talk to her about it. I completely understand where Taryn's coming from and where you're coming from. I get how that could be difficult, especially when you're raised a certain way. Like, a lot of men are raised to be strong and to be the provider and the protector and all these things. So it does kind of, I can see how it can like throw you off when something like that, like a wrench gets thrown into like how you were literally raised.
Yeah.
You know, but I really would encourage you to maybe change how you think of that, because I think it is possible to take those feelings and redirect them into a positive light, and it won't change how you feel right away. But I think eventually it could possibly change how you feel, because your girlfriend sounds dope and that's hot as hell. And I don't know. I feel like you guys could, if you have a good talk about it, I feel like you guys could have a good time, like just like challenging each other, like you challenging her to do something. You don't have to. I understand if she's really doing excelling in this and you're not, like maybe trying something else, like maybe you don't have to do this together. Find something else you can do together. But I would really like push for her to keep challenging herself in this class and maybe find something else that you can excel at as well. And then something else that you guys can do together.
Yeah, no, totally. You know? And like, I think this is one incident, and like, I mean, you've been taking Taekwondo, so you should know, like, it is like an art and it's like a science, and you learn like specific moves and what the goal of those moves are. So like, she did better in your, what do you call it again? Grapple, fight, whatever, your match. Like, she did better. Just like if you guys were playing chess, like, there's chances you'll win, there's chances that she wins.
Exactly.
Like, her skills in that moment were good, and she like got a hit in that knocked you out. So it's like, if you see it more as that, as like, okay, like she outperformed me in this like skill. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it's harder because of like the skill is like fighting. So it's like, you want to feel like you're her protector, and I think that still can be the case. And like, men can be protectors, or whoever in the relationship wants to be a protector. You can be it in so many ways. Like sometimes, like the people that make me feel the safest are the people who like I can come to, and they make me feel like my feelings are like validated, and they make me feel like heard and understood, and also like they have my back in situations. Yeah. So I think like there's so many ways to be a protector and to be someone who's like caring in a relationship. So I think you should just try to like separate the it's one incident from mm-hmm. like how you feel, because it's obviously affecting your relationship, because you're like, our relationship has been great up until a month ago. So
yeah,
I would really sit and try to separate it. And it helps me to look at a situation with emotions removed. Yeah. And I really think if you look at it like that, as like, oh, like, she beat me in a game, like,
yeah,
that's it, you know.
Yeah.
And also like, don't rob that victory from her either, because I know that would be hard for me if like I did really good and I was proud of myself, and then my boyfriend was like, oh well, you know, like we it's this incident we can't talk about, like, oh, she probably was like, I can't believe not I beat my boyfriend, but just like I was strong enough and I beat a guy in this in this situation. So you want to be careful to make her feel hurt as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would just throw it out on the table. And I just want you to know, like, I get it. Like, I understand why you're feeling that. And I think we both said things that, like, are good to, like, challenge you and challenge your thinking. And hopefully this is something that you can, like, put out on the table and then move on from there. But I loved that you wrote this in, because I feel like there's so many situations that happen like this where it's just – anytime you're embarrassed about a situation, like, you just keep it to yourself. And I think that's like the worst thing you could do.
That's,
you know,
the absolute worst thing you could do. I agree with Taryn. I would just take gender out of it.
Yeah.
And just realize that she performs better.
Yeah.
In this instance, once you're healed, I guarantee you could take her out at some point. You know, if you just
don't do it, but
I mean, yeah, but like, if you guys have both been doing this together and you were matched, that means you're pretty much on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that she took you out is awesome, but like, I feel like the odds are more in your favor for taking her out. So, well, like, you could easily do it too.
Because what if the story was reversed? What if it was a girl writing in saying that, like, her boyfriend, like, knocked her out? Then there's, like, a whole other set of, like, it's literally opinions and norms that come. So it's just a messy, like, it's just
one
messy.
It's just one of those situations where it's like, well, if it was this way, it'd be this way. It's this way. And now my pride's hurt. If it was the other way, it'd be like, oh my God, I hurt my girlfriend. You know,
yeah,
and
it's just so a messy sticky thing.
But
yeah.
I really agree with Taryn. Don't diminish her win.
Yeah.
One of the, oh my God, I did drumline in high school, and I remember learning a snare part that was so difficult before anyone else did.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, wow, that was fantastic. And I heard this guy be like, whoa, that was so good for a girl.
Oh, I hate the for a girl.
That I still remember it, and multiple people said it, and I'm so used to it. I've like grown up with it. My mom even plays drums, and she's gotten like so much shit for being a girl drummer. But it really sucks.
Yeah.
So I would really be careful when you do talk to your girlfriend. Make sure she knows how proud you are of her for how far she's come in her craft.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when we were kids, this whole like giving women empowerment and whatever was like literally not a thing. Like, it wasn't a thing. Like, I always would get crap about, like, because I'd want to like compete with the boys, or I'd want to like feel tough. And it was always like, you just got put into like the back seat. You know what I mean? So it's just
from
something
a girl's
where,
perspective all the time.
Yeah. So it's something where it's like newer. And I think it's exciting that people are growing up and like feeling empowered.
Yeah. Even the fact that Anonymous wrote this in.
Yeah.
Is amazing, because I feel like even 10 years ago, no guys wouldn't talk about that kind of stuff.
They would not at all.
Sit there
and
quietly.
And that's why I think we need to be like sensitive when like if someone shares something like this, instead of like jumping down their throat being like, oh, well, they could have grown up in a different way. Like, this could be thinking that they're still getting used to. Mm-hmm. And I think if everyone just learned to like not get offended, but like to calmly be like, hey, I told like what you did too, of like, hey, like I get that this was hard, but like also like that's amazing for her and don't diminish it. So I think if we learned to just speak to each other in like polite, open-minded, like calm conversations, then everyone would feel heard, you know.
Yeah.
But everyone's just gotta like go nuts.
Yeah. I was talking to a group of friends. I think I'm pretty sure you were there. My whole weekend is like blurred. I don't know why. But I just recently had this conversation And it was, you know what? It was in my small group. During Bible study, they were talking about how to have a like healthy conversation mm-hmm. with someone when there's, when there has been confrontation. And I would consider this confrontation for him.
Yeah.
And maybe a touchy subject for her.
Oh, totally.
And the words that she said, I think it was Brene Brown that said this, which I'm a big Brene fan.
Yeah, I love her.
Brene Brown fan. And she said, when you're telling your spouse or friend or anyone that you're having a conflict with, tell them the story I'm telling myself is.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not saying this is a truth I believe or this is your fault in any way, but in my mind,
this is how
the story I pictured.
That's brilliant.
And it takes both sides of the party out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, no matter what went down in your head or mine, here's how I'm picturing it. And it's really been chipping away at me for the past few
weeks. That's so smart.
It's brilliant. Well, she's brilliant.
I love the way she said that, because I've done things where even with you, I've been like, hey, I know that I'm probably going nuts. And like, I know that you probably didn't mean this, but when you said this, I felt like this.
Yeah.
But I love the way she's like, the story I'm telling myself, like that's such a like precise way to just be like, hey, this is what's going on in my mind. Like this is what my conversation's looking like within my own head.
Yeah.
And that's, I love that.
God. I remembered the entire thing. It was between her and her husband. And that's something they agreed to start doing together.
I love that.
Him and her are swimmers. They were swimming and she was thinking how beautiful of a moment they were sharing together because they were swimming across the river. They're very active.
Yeah.
Love that for them.
Yeah.
But in her head, she was thinking how beautiful this was. So they got to the other side and she was like, hey, this is so great. Like, I feel like I'm really like connecting with you right now as we're both doing our thing. He was really quiet. The entire swim back, she thought he was mad at her.
Ugh, that's the worst feeling.
And it led to the entire day that was supposed to be their day, her thinking that he was like pissed off. And then that led to her being pissed off and they had to have a conversation about it. And it turns out he was just having a dream, or he had a dream the night before about them drowning. And he was in the water.
Oh my gosh.
And he was just kind of like trying to process that.
And being like hyper like aware.
Yeah.
My gosh, so, that's like, terrifying.
You know, what happened to her wasn't what happened to him, even though they were in the exact same thing, which I guarantee you is the exact situation that Anonymous is going through.
Yeah.
You know, she's sitting here probably thinking, holy crap, I knocked out a dude.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so proud of where I've come. And he's sitting here going, oh my God, the whole class saw that. I have to quit. You know, and they both have valid reasons for thinking that. But you just got to talk to her.
I just thought of this and I'm so glad you brought that up. There is something about being a woman and feeling like you know how to defend yourself that makes life so much freaking easier.
Yeah.
And when I was taking Krav Maga and Thai kickboxing, even just walking to my car at night, like I felt so much more confident and prepared. So I just want to say the fact that she's wanting to continue, like that's something that you won't understand as a man, because when you are a woman, you have to be prepared and like really vigilant about paying attention to your surroundings, because unfortunately that's like our reality.
Yeah.
So I think like for her to continue and for her to love feeling like she can protect herself, don't like diminish that, because there is something that is so, 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 so powerful about feeling like if someone got me, like I feel like I could at least like,
put up a fight. Yeah.
So I would say you're not dumb for feeling that, because it's your
not
feelings.
At all.
But I would not try to encourage her to stop, because I guarantee that's a huge piece of why she wants to continue.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anyways, we love
this
you, Anonymous.
Great. I loved this. I think these topics are great to talk about. Yeah, I totally agree.
They really do.
But thank you, Anonymous. I won't say her name. Force you.
Taryn DeGray.
Anonymous, if possible.
That's so cute. That's adorable. Well, we're going to take a break, but I have my story coming up next. And I actually have two short ones.
Oh, cool.
One of them is called Me with a Sad Face.
Oh.
And then the other one is titled Most Undateable Girl in the World. And I didn't know how I was going to do this, but I knew I wanted to talk about it because there's an underlining like connection that
cool.
I think a lot of people in general, but specifically women, need to change about themselves. So I'm really excited
to
get into this. So we're going to take a break and then I'll hit you all with it.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
And we're back.
Hi, I'm
Hello,
so
guys.
Sorry.
That was a full
was
yawn
like
from
mid-yawn.
Taryn.
Nice, pleasant greeting from Ashley.
Hi. from Taryn. Welcome back from break. Again, if you guys haven't done it yet, I just wanted to just quickly like throw it out there. Liking, reviewing, rating, subscribing, sharing the episodes and the podcast in it might not feel like a big deal, but it's a huge
it's
deal
huge.
To us. It means everything. So if you haven't done that yet, please do.
Please.
Because it makes a difference. It really does. And you would make our day and it could just be like a little holiday present
to us.
We're
just trying to get famous so that famous people will hang out with us.
Oh, the only reason
that
we're
is
here is fame.
The only reason we're here.
Fame, 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 fame.
I want all the fame. And the riches.
And we digress from fame and we go into my story. I have two of them. I'm going to read them both. One of them's really short. One of them's kind of short. So I'm going to read them both and then we can.
Perf. Love that.
Discuss it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So this first one is called Most Undateable Girl in the World. And again, there's like an underlining connection, I think, to both of these. So we can talk about that later. She starts off by saying, "Hello, my name is Brittany. I love your podcast, and this just happened to me, so I feel the need to share. All my life, I have felt like the most undateable girl. I'm 18 years old, and only two guys have ever liked me. One of the guys ended up dating my best friend, and the other one ended up sexually harassing me on my 18th birthday.
Oh, dear God.
So you get that I have not had the best luck with guys. That is where the story starts. So I started going to a new church back in August. This church is really for college-aged kids. There are so many hot guys at this church.
Oh my God, where is it?
And most of them are so kind. On Tuesdays, we have something called community group. It is just a way to make this huge church seem kind of small. It is a night with just college kids. Last community group, I was sitting and watching the lesson when the most beautiful man I have ever seen entered my life.
Oh my God.
I love how she writes. It's cute.
Amazing.
I couldn't stay focused because he was that beautiful. Even every now and then, we would make eye contact. He is a beautiful 6'6 guy.
6'6?
6'6. That's what she says.
It's my love language.
That is tall. blue/brown eyes and such a nice body. Something was telling me to go talk to him, but I had no courage. I went to the bathroom to see what I looked like. If I could tell you how many times I've done that. I hadn't tried that night, so I was just in leggings and an oversized sweatshirt and a messy braid. I say all that to tell you that I just was not looking good. But something was telling me to go talk to him. I noticed he was wearing a shirt that had a very good college on it, and I am looking for a new college to transfer into next year. And so I used that to spark the conversation,
nice.
Which
smart.
Is clever. I thought it was
smart.
Clever of her. I saw he was sitting by himself, so I walked up to him and started talking. We talked for 5 minutes, and I started to walk away. I got a little more courage, so I turned around, walked back, and asked for his Instagram. He told me, which is, I think, very
it's
bold
very
of her.
Smart.
That's very bold.
You can tell everything by someone's Instagram.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
A lot of
everything.
Character pops out. He told me to follow himself on, or wait, he told me to follow myself on his phone. I do so and turn around to walk away. Within 10 seconds of walking away, he DM'd me on Insta and sent me his number and said if I ever needed anything to text him. She screams, ah. So this story sounds pretty good now, but don't worry. Remember, it's titled The Most Undateable Girl in the World. We talked for a couple of days and slowly he started leaving me on read, which... Don't they all?
Don't get us started.
We were supposed to hang out on Monday, but he canceled the day before. I sent him a text that said, I think you're really cute and would love to hang out sometime, which again,
yeah,
bold.
Bravo.
I'm like sitting here thinking I need to be more like this girl. And he texted me back and said, thank you so much, but I'm not in a position for anything right now. I do not have time for it. End quote. I am never bold with guys. And every time I am, it ends up ending something like this. Can anyone else relate?
So that's the end of the first story.
Oh, so we're not talking about that yet.
No, we'll go into the second one.
Okay.
This next one is titled Me with a Sad Face, and it says, Dear Taryn and Ashley, I love you guys so much and am so thankful for this podcast. I live in Australia and I am 11 years old. I've had heaps of trouble loving my body and I would love your advice. Thanks in advance. By the way, you can call me Laura if you use this. She continues, if I'm being very honest, I hate myself, my mm-hmm. body, my personality, and my life. I've always wished to be beautiful. I can see every girl being a model except for myself. I hate my legs, arms, stomach, and everything else. I'm just ugly. I see the girls on the internet and they are perfect, absolutely beautiful. And they can't even look at myself, and I can't even look at myself in the mirror. I just can't love myself. I don't care if you like my personality or how I act. I care if you think I'm beautiful because I don't think I've had anyone in my life like me because of how I look. I hold in the tears and pain all day, and when my head hits the pillow, it all comes crashing down. I just want to learn how to love myself. Then she ends it by saying, love both of you from Maddie.
Ugh.
So here's the underlying connection. I think, well, I'd love to hear what Taryn thinks, but I think the thing is, like, us as people, but then us as girls, I feel like we're really hard on ourselves.
Oh, so hard.
The dating scene, I'm going to jump to the first one, is unreal, no matter where you are. Guys will be guys, girls will be girls. Just because you don't like someone or everyone else is dating. Like she said, only two guys have ever liked her and she's 18. I don't think anyone likes me when I was 18. I didn't get my first kiss till I was like 20, I think, is how old I was. Which, you know, goes to show no one liked me in high school. So, like, it's not fair to compare yourself to all the girls yeah. around you who have, quote unquote, a ton of boyfriends, because that doesn't mean they're happy.
And let's be real, like, none of them are going to last anyways.
Yeah. And then listening to this second email.
I want to hug her.
I know. One that broke
That's
my heart.
That's so young to feel that.
I know. And it makes me really sad because I also, like, for both of these people, I remember a time where I felt like that as well.
Oh, I still feel like that sometimes.
And comparing yourself to people on the internet was something she yeah. put. That's not fair. And it's not fair to compare yourself to the beautiful Instagram models. One of the things I put on my Instagram, I put it in my profile and people like to comment it all the time, but I did it more so for me than I did anyone else. I put Instagram's fake or Instagram isn't reality or something like that.
Yeah.
Instagram isn't reality is what I put. It took me a second to remember. Because like I do tend to do that.
Yeah.
So I really think this is what, our 37th episode?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I can't even begin to explain how many emails I've read that sound yeah. exactly like this. And like sometimes I want to touch on them and other times I don't really know what to say. But I felt like two of these, the dating one and the how you view yourself, like personally compared to others, even physically, me and Taryn get emails like that all the time.
Yeah.
And I never really know how to respond to them, but I thought it'd be good to read both of these because we should, like, I just think we as a community in our safe place in the UA podcast, I think we just need to, like, change how we think of ourselves.
Oh my God, yeah.
And work on building our self-confidence a little bit. So, yeah.
You know, I get like super passionate about this. One, because it breaks my heart when I hear people talk about themselves negatively.
Mm-hmm.
And two, because I fully get it and I've been there.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's like so hard. So the first one, even by her title, I was like, what? Don't talk about yourself
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Like, and the thing is like, being with someone should not be a measure of where you're at in your life.
Exactly.
Like, I'm in my 30s and I've had one relationship. Pretty much all of my friends are like married, having kids, whatever.
Except for me.
Obviously. I feel like they know that. But you know, I get those comments all the time. Like, I don't understand why you're single. You're so beautiful. You're so nice. You're so this. You have your life together. And it's like, I know that. But like, also like, I think sometimes like, you can't find anybody because the right person hasn't come yet.
Yeah.
And what is the alternative? Like, you can date a bunch of people in high school, but all of those people who dated a bunch of people in high school have all these issues that came with that and insecurities that and came with that.
99% of them did not end up with the person they dated in high school.
No. And I think like, I wish we could stop measuring where we're at in life by if we have a ring on our finger and if we've popped out a child. Like, that is so unfair. And I get it. And there's been so many times where people have like ran into me and that's always the first thing they ask. And I just want to sit and be like, well, I started a podcast with my best friend and like, I'm super passionate about it. Or like, I literally started a program from like the ground up that's like ministering to like 6 different schools. Or like, hi, like I traveled to like a different country this year. Want to hear about that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, we've got to stop letting that be like a measurement. And you will find the right person. And all of this time, you can either like use it feeling sorry for yourself and feeling sad and insecure, or you can take advantage of like the plenty of like blessings that are in being single. Like, we can be like, oh, we're gonna go on a trip. I don't have to check in with anyone. I don't have to worry about like paying for someone else or like doing all these other things. Like, I can like take this time to like love on and focus on myself, and I have a lifetime to like be with someone else and focus and love on them, you know? Yeah. So I just like, I wish, but I think the core of it is she views herself as undateable. Like, that's her view.
Yeah. I think what's crazy is she clearly, like, her value is measured by who she's dating. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a condescending way. I have been in that exact position where I've thought that as well. But I think something that really helped me is specifically for the first email with the dating story, is that like, not one relationship is going to work out until one day it does.
Yeah.
Like, it's only at one point it's just going to work and that's your someone. But you need to expect, unfortunately, it sounds harsh. You need to expect for it to end, kind of, because it's like, well, it probably will unless it's him.
The person, you know? Yeah.
So I don't mean that to be harsh or to make you, like, think you shouldn't negatively go into
a relationship being like, this is probably gonna end,
but you'll
find that guy when you find that guy. Yeah, and then you'll know. Yeah,
at least for me, like, you're gonna date a handful of people and it's just not gonna work out because it wasn't them.
Yeah. Or you won't, like, if you're like me, like, I just decided I didn't want to like be a dater, and that's okay too.
Yeah,
and I
think it's like, totally fine.
But that's the whole thing, is people are so different, so we need to stop comparing ourselves. And the second one, what's her name?
Maddie,
baby girl, you better listen to me so freaking clear. And I feel like I'm gonna cry right now because that bothers me that, like, no,
it's not
so
fair.
Young. And it's like, you have to see that, like, beauty is not a standard. Like, it's not. And you are beautiful. You have so much to offer this world. And I could confidently saying that without even seeing you.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you have to understand, like, there's people who think I'm like, oh, Taryn, you're so photogenic, you're so perfect. There are so many things that I have moments where I like hate about my body, or I hate about the way I look or my personality. And there's times where I've not gone somewhere because I couldn't find an outfit that like fit me, and I've laid in my bed and cried. Like, we all have things that we're insecure about, and we need to stop comparing ourselves to other people and realize that, like, we are all beautiful and made exactly how we're supposed to be.
Yeah,
exactly. Like,
no, 100%. And it's not a lie. Everyone feels that way about something in their life. So it doesn't matter, whatever you think is perfect, I guarantee you, like, if you could picture a perfect person right now, I guarantee you they're picturing someone else is what their perfect is. So it's this unhealthy, like, domino effect where it's like, it's just never going to be perfect. And you have to learn that. And I think about
all the famous people, or like models, or like musicians that have like overdosed or committed suicide, or come out that they're depressed or whatever. And those are the people that were like, oh, they have everything. Like, if only I could have that life, I'd be happy.
No, yeah.
And they're miserable too. It's, we've got to stop looking to those standards and these sets of like what we think will arrive if we A, B, and C, because guarantee if you got to that point, there'd be something else you'd start striving for.
There's
so you
another
have
hurdle.
To like find happiness within yourself and like be confident and find yourself beautiful. Like just you, that's all that matters is like how you feel about yourself.
Yeah. And I was reading this and I was thinking of like all the different ways to like change how you view yourself. And I really think it starts with like combating negative thoughts with a positive thought. Mm-hmm. And this is, again, we talked about this in Taryn's story, but it's not going to happen right away. But I think what you need to do is you need to realize that this is like a battle that's going on in your head, like a war between like your negative unhealthy side and your positive healthy side. And I tend to be like this too. And I think everyone can get in a rut like this, where once you get in those like negative unhealthy thoughts, you just kind of start spiraling and then you're just wallowing in all these emotions. But you can't. Changing your mindset is so much harder than that. You can't just let yourself think things.
Yeah.
Which sounds weird, but you have to actively shut that thought down with
self-talk.
Another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is going to be, everyone's like, oh, you just have to change how you think. It's a lot more difficult than that.
It takes
so you
like
have
action,
to like in your head, physically shut it down, replace it with a new one. Every time it happens, you have to shut it down, replace it with a new one until it becomes this kind of habit where it's like, God, I'm ugly. And it's like, no, I'm beautiful. God, I'm ugly. It's like, no, I'm perfect. Like I'm made this way. This is who I am. And it's not going to happen right away. But I guarantee you, if you continue to do that, you're going to start shifting how you think.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. But like, I think we all have to do that.
No,
in different areas with different things that we struggle with.
Yeah. And like this is obviously like, I know not everyone, like me personally, I'm a Christian. So like, obviously, like, I'll pray in certain situations. But even in that, like, I've kind of developed like specific sayings that I say to myself. Like if I start spiraling, being like, oh my God, I'm getting old. Like I want to have babies. I want to get married. Like for me, like sometimes I'll just sit and be like, God, I trust you. Like, and just like me choosing to like say that statement and to like release has helped me so much. And then if you look at it like psychologically, self-talk is like such a huge thing that's used.
Even
I think I mentioned this before, but like even like, you know, body dysmorphia and things like that, like a big thing that like professionals will use is having that person start their day staring at the mirror and saying things to themselves like, you're beautiful, like you're this, you're that. And so I think just like, and I've like learned to talk to myself and be gentle with myself, like when I'm like about to go in a room or I'm like, oh my God, I feel like so fat today, or I feel this or whatever, like just even like taking a moment to tell myself, like I'll be like, babe, you got this. Like I literally just say that to myself in my own head. Like I take a moment to be like, you got this. And I always say babe because I want myself to know, like, I love you. Like you have to love yourself. And there's nothing selfish about that. So I just like, oh, I wish I could like reach through this microphone and hug both of you, because I think you both are not seeing like the beautiful gems that you are. Mm-hmm. And I wish that you could see that, because I guarantee if you start to give yourself that credit and like start to have that confidence and love yourself, you are going to conquer the world. Like you really are. And I think you got to like own that. And I know we're two strangers sitting in a room with our freaking pictures on TV screens, but it's like, you know, like we genuinely feel connected to you guys when you send this
in. Yeah.
And I just want, like, I hope that you hear this and you know that like you're loved and you're important and you have so much worth. And I could preach for like ever, but I just like, it just breaks my heart.
Yeah. I think
our world sucks.
Yeah. I think how you change your thoughts, I think changing your thoughts about yourself is what is going to be the key.
I agree.
And then I think that's eventually what's going to lead to self-confidence. And so I knew it was a little bit of like a bummer to read these. So I Googled some things from Vogue on how to gain self-confidence.
I love that.
And one of them was to try a new clothing style, which I completely agree with. I've done that before. And this isn't something that's going to fix everything, but just kind of
But it's you loving yourself and being like, let's buy you an outfit.
Yeah. I remember being like, I'm a big, like, on the daily jeans and t-shirt girl. I always have been. It's how I feel comfortable. Wearing a heel is something that makes me feel good every single time.
That. That's yeah. funny.
So if I'm feeling like in a funk, I don't even have to have my makeup or hair done. I wear a little booty. All of a sudden, I feel kind of sexy. And yeah. I'm just like, oh. Oh.
It sounded like you called thing. Yourself a hoe.
Oh, ho. And it's just like, oh, I feel really good. And that's all it took. Yeah. So maybe find something. It doesn't have to be a heel, but maybe it's a shirt or a type of jacket that's really slimming, or have like a face mask day, like a self-care day. I can't tell you how many nights a week I do a face mask because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I'm well, not
and
kidding.
That's the key.
Probably
that
five.
Is the freaking key. And I love that you said that because it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It is not the outfit.
No.
You are not cute because you put on a new outfit.
Right.
You are not going to be beautiful because you start doing face masks.
Yeah.
But it's doing those actions and saying to yourself, I am doing this because it makes me happy and it's how I love myself.
Yes.
Love that you said that. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's basically it. And then you don't have to be like me and have a do a face mask every single night, but you can have a designated like self-care day. Like if whatever your worst day is, if it's a Monday or if it's a Thursday, like make that night or morning or whenever you can be your self-care day.
Yeah, love
so
it.
That you feel a little better walking outside, or find a workout or an activity that really like inspires you and keeps you going, because like there's people that love to hike or just go for a walk with your dog. I get so much inspiration walking my dog around my neighborhood and it sounds so stupid, but it's a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
I get away from my phone and I like focus my thoughts and find something that you can use to just inspire yourself. And those are a few things from thank you Vogue for for helping grow self-confidence.
Yeah, but I'm telling you both, I'm gonna get real mama bear.
Yeah, go for it.
You need to stop being mean to yourself,
mm-hmm.
or I'm gonna come get you, because I don't like it. I don't like when people are mean to people, and that even counts for you being mean to yourself.
Yes.
So tomorrow is a new day.
Yes.
So you need to shake this off
yes.
right now.
Taryn's gonna come at you.
And you need to wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I am worth it. I am beautiful, and I'm gonna kill this day. And you need to like walk in that. That's
absolutely.
All I'm gonna say.
I think. Brittany and Maddie, I think you just need to be kinder to yourself.
Yes.
And honestly, like, if you can start being kinder to yourself, you're going to start being kinder to other people.
Oh, it's so true.
And it's going to be a domino effect, and the world really just needs more kindness. So
yeah, I
love
that.
Let's all do that.
I love that.
As a UA family.
I've been trying to do that when I see someone, just like looking at them and being like, what about them? Like, could I compliment? And just being like, hey, oh my gosh,
dude,
like, I love your hair.
When people give me a little compliment like that,
oh yeah, it changes your day.
Great. Yeah.
Anyways,
we digress.
I'm gonna end with a dad joke because
this is
a long episode, but I feel like this
worth
was
it.
Great.
It was great. Yeah,
I think we're gonna be able to do a second episode after this.
Oh, absolutely.
I might have to drink my energy drink. We'll see. Okay. Have you heard of the movie Constipation?
Oh God, no.
That's because it hasn't come out yet.
Ew, Taryn.
Dude,
we were it was such a beautiful podcast until
do
that.
Do you want to know who told me that?
Oh God.
One of my choir students.
Oh my God.
I think he's second grade. He came up to me and his mom listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
And so she told him he needed to come up and tell me the dad
joke.
So he like whispered it in my ear and then he like ran away
because
he was
so
embarrassed.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So thank you.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. If you're still here, you the real MVP. We
you
love you so
real.
Much. We'll talk to you guys in about a week.
A week. Next Monday. Or come to our Insta. We're always on there.
We're always on the Insta.
Literally always on
come
there.
Come see us there.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.